Terry Moore tells me that if the war hadn't come along, mm-hmm. and I think he's right, if the war hadn't come along to take so many of your people into service, that the Cardinals would perhaps have won as many as 6 or 7 pennants in a row.
Definitely.
Starting in 42.
We had the greatest nucleus. They're all young, yeah. too.
And you had them coming up like mad.
If the good Lord had not taken the boys away to the Army and this hadn't happened, that had happened, we would have won a lot of pennants.
I think you're right. You won a lot,
right.
Was.
We won a lot as it was, but we would have won even more.
Sure you would.
Sure would have.
Because when Beasley came back, he was not the same pitcher.
Well, Beasley hurt his arm.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. You know, one throw and you're gone as a pitcher.
That's the problem with being a pitcher. In 43, in 42, of course, you beat the Yanks in 5. And in 43, they beat you in 5. But
right.
you had, you picked up Sanders. Did he play first base?
Yeah, Ray Sanders at first
base. Sanders played first base.
Very good first base.
And you
good hitter.
Picked up Lou Klein at second.
Right. Lou's a good ball player.
And Harry Walker had joined you
right.
in the outfield. And Harry Brackeen.
Harry Brackeen, kid the cat we used to call him. Great little left-handed pitcher.
He got his start along in there. And
he became famous in the 46 World Series.
That's right. Harry Gumbert had been elsewhere, I think, for
Harry was with the Giants. He was with the Giants for a long time. He came over. He was a fair pitcher.
Yeah. What about those two series with the Yankees that you remember?
Well, the first one was a very great series because naturally our first one,
mm-hmm.
at least my first one.
Yeah.
And the first in the Cardinals went a long time. And the Yankees were a great ball club, and this was before the war.
That's right. Everybody was there.
Everybody was there. And nobody gave us a chance to beat the mighty Yankees. They did have a powerful ball club.
Oh, sure.
But we were a cocky bunch, and we didn't think they could beat us, and which history proves that we were right.
Yeah.
But in 43, everything wasn't the same setting. It was just the excitement wasn't there.
That's
and
right.
I don't know why. We should have beat the Yankees ourselves in 43, but we didn't. They beat us very easily.
Well, they beat a lot of people very easy through those years, starting in 27.
But we had a pretty good ball club in 43, but nothing like 42.
Mm-hmm. Then 44 comes along, and you still win 105 games.
Mm-hmm. That was when we played the Browns, I suppose.
Played the Browns, yeah. And, you know, as you study the play-by-play of that World Series, and I talked with Luke Sewell, too.
Mm-hmm.
A break here or there could have given those guys the upper hand in that series.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We took the Browns very lightly.
Pray you did.
Which was a mistake.
Everybody would have. Yeah.
Which was a big mistake because when we got on the field with the Browns, they almost beat us.
Yeah.
And as you say, a break here and there, they could have very well easily won the World Series.
That's right.
Very easily.
But it was a better series than anybody expected.
Yeah, it was a very good series.
Yeah. You had... We had Emil Verben.
Emil Verben.
Was that before he went to the Cubs?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Emil, he came here and then he went from here to Philadelphia, then to the Cubs, I believe.
Yeah.
Funny thing about that 44 World Series with the Browns, I had had a 104 fever for the whole series.
You're kidding.
I'd go to my room. I only had an orange juice for about a week there. I didn't have I had an uncle who came up from Thomaston, Georgia. Old Dr. Garner. He stayed with my wife had gone home because we were expecting the baby that time.
Uh-huh.
So she wasn't here. So Dr. Garner, he roomed me at the hotel here. And he took care of me. He'd go out at night and get me aspirins and things like that. And I played that whole series with the temperature of 104. I was sick as a dog. Sick as a dog.
You did all right.
Yeah, I had a good series.
Yeah.
So you used to play sometimes, but when you're sick, you go really well.
I've seen that myself.
Yes.
You picked up, or he came up for something, Ted Wilkes that year.
Yes, Ted was a good relief pitcher.
He had a record of 17-4 that season.
Well, maybe he pitched a little more regular that year. And then
that year later he became more relief. He had 16 complete games.
Ted, we used to ask Ted how he pitched the guy. He said, I don't know, I just threw it down the middle. He was kind of a Polish old boy, you know, a straight-talking kid.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy about Big Ted.
And you also got George Munger that year.
George, he's from Houston, Texas.
He was 11
and 3. We always thought he would be a better pitcher than he really was.
Yeah.
Red was, if he had been meaner,
Red should have been a lot of.
Red had been mean. Yeah. He'd been a great pitcher.
Yeah.
The rub is too easy
Charlie going. Graham says that about Bob Rush.
Bob Rush, yeah. Same type of kid.
Exactly.
You got to be mean to be a pitcher.
I think you're right.
Herb King was mean.
Yeah. Used to say about
he'd throw right at your head and holler, look out.
Burley Grimes.
Oh, yeah. He was very
Burley and George, not George.
Burley Wynn was a mean pitcher.
Burley Wynn.
That's what I
yeah.
mean. Most of your great pitchers had the that type
streak.
Of attitude.
Yeah. You also got in 44 Johnny Hopp.
Johnny Hopp.
Yeah.
Johnny was the type of ball player, you play him for 2 weeks, he was the best ball player in the league. Playing longer than that, he would give out. In the rest of a few days, put him back in the lineup, he'd be great.
Ready to go.
Yes, sir. He was a very good utility ball player.
And another pretty good old boy, Danny Littweiler.
Danny? Yeah, Danny came over from the Phillies, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he came over from the Phillies, and Danny was a good hitter.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, good hitter.
I think he coaches some college team.
Well,
right
he did
now.
Coach a college team. I was talking to some other day about Danny. He's doing something down in Florida, but
yeah.
I don't believe he's coaching anymore.
Not anymore.
But he did coach for a long time.
Yeah.